The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, film director Ken Loach is well known for tackling numerous social issues in his films: poverty, homelessness, labour rights. His new film, released yesterday, Sorry We Missed You, puts a focus on the gig economy.
I'd rather work on my own now and be my own boss.
Have you ever been on the dole?
No. I've got my pride. I'd rather starve first.
Music to my ears, Ricky. Henry was right. You are a trooper. Let's just get a few things straight at the start, though, shall we? You don't get hired here. You come on board. We like to call it onboarding. You don't work for us. You work with us. You don't drive for us. You perform services. There's no employment contracts. There's no performance targets. You meet delivery standards. There's no wages, but fees. Is that clear?
Yeah.
Clear?
Yeah, it sounds all right, yeah. Good, yeah.
No clocking on, you become available. You sign up with us, you become an owner, driver, franchisee. Master of your own destiny, Ricky. You up for that?
Yeah, I've been waiting for an opportunity like this for ages.
Well, the movie claims to depict the human cost of the gig economy, a free market movement that we're told is here to stay. And some people, I suppose, claim that the gig economy has its advantages. Others, obviously, are very strident critics. We're joined by journalist Fionn Rogan and Gillian Horan, who's chief executive of employer brand company The Pudding. You're both very welcome to the programme. Fionn, first to you. It's an interesting clip and it sort of paints a picture of where the film's going. But I suppose you'd have to say that in Ireland, for example, we don't have zero-hour contracts. They've been banned, haven't they? And what's described there is very much the worst end of the so-called gig economy.
Morning, Richard. How's it going? With regards to zero-hour contracts, technically we don't have zero-hour contracts because they're illegal, but we do have if and when contracts, so we have one-hour contracts. But I think it's important when we actually speak about the gig economy, we should recognise that the gig economy is actually a euphemism. It's a marketing term to describe a facet of what is more typically called atypical employment or precarious employment. So what we're talking about is a point where we casualise the relationship between employer and employee. So we hear that clip there basically talking about, instead of being an employee, you're actually the master of your own fate. You're the master, you're essentially a franchisee, you are an owner. But what that means, therefore, is the relationship between employer and employee is no longer that whereby we have responsibility to one another.
So you don't like the term gig economy, do you?
I think it flattens the difficulties of what a gig economy actually represents or what precarious employment is. So in terms of when we actually talk about precarious employment, it's a relatively ill-defined actual part of the economy, but there's a few ideas in terms of, there's an academic called Guy Standing who's worked a lot in terms of actually describing what precarious employment is. And what it means is basically to be precarious is to be subject to pressures and experience that lead to a precarious existence of living in the present without a secured identity or a sense of development achieved through work and lifestyle. What we're talking about is basically the casualization of labour whereby you can no longer rely upon a job. And it comes down to, it's not a radical idea, but one should be able to live off the work they do.
To some extent, Gillian Horan, you know, you could argue that the really sort of lower skilled, lower paid jobs in the economy, we're seeing that sort of casualization happen. Yeah. It's also happening as a casualization in other aspects of the labour force, and even professionals are involved in a more casual way and casual relationship with their employers. Is that something you think in some cases they want, or is it something that's always only just good for the employer?
No, I think there's extremes, definitely. And as you said, with Ken Loach's movie, it's going from that really extreme level. I think economies, it's so vast as well in terms of what it actually has. So you could have someone that's being paid €3 for, you know, a fee for delivery, and then you can have someone paid €800 a day for being an IT specialist. And they may choose that. They may choose that casual work. And we are seeing people make choices like that. But I think for me, the biggest thing is people are your greatest asset as a company, and they need to be treated fairly in terms of businesses have business success because of people. And I think what's happening, regardless of the gig economy, even full-time workers, if they're disengaged, if they're not being engaged properly, if they don't feel like the culture is right, then that's not the greatest relationship either. So I think in general, there's a movement towards looking at how we work and how companies interact with people. But definitely when it's that case where there's a feeling of not being secure or safe or involved, I think people need to feel like they're they're included. And that's actually one of the biggest things, I think, for the economy, if they feel like there's a lack of inclusiveness. So companies need, if they have a strong employer brand, or they have a brand, regardless whether they're purposeful or not, they need to really look at how they come over this challenge of having, you know, setting up how to be inclusive.
To some extent, Gillian, in a labour market where unemployment is relatively low, there are quite a lot of people working and there are jobs out there. In certain categories of jobs, people may feel that they have a lot of choice. And if they have a lot of choice as to who they work for, employers are trying to compete against each other to hire them. But therefore, that should be an employer's market. The situation should be getting better for that's an employee's market. The thing, it should be getting better for the employees rather than becoming more casualised.
I think it is. I think they're under pressure to be becoming better. I think even what's really interesting, we're hearing, I suppose, even with even CEOs and business people, and we had an event the other day, people are talking about even human resources being the wrong word. So it's about human relations. It's about changing the conversation. I think employees are demanding more, and I think they are, and they should be demanding more, and they should be demanding the respect, but it should be mutual respect. Fair day's pay, fair day's work.
Fionn, you're nodding there.
No, I absolutely agree. So in terms of when we talk about the employees market, I mean, realistically, I think we've added about 300,000 jobs since about 2012, between 2012 and 2016. But it's the degree of the type of job that's actually been offered in terms of it's the value, whether it's a good job or it's a bad job. Mm-hmm. So whether it's actually a typical contract or an atypical contract, about half of them are actually non-standard or poor value jobs. In terms of actually offering value to the employee, realistically, they're not asking for a great deal. What they're asking for is basically a job that they can rely upon, that they'd actually be able to maintain a standard of living. So we're not asking for a particularly radical thing. I think with regards to the gig economy or what it is, it's a niche employment model, and it should be a niche employment model, and absolutely it works for certain people. It's just when it's applied in more inappropriate spaces. So what we have now is, realistically, I think it's about most healthcare assistants in terms of the person that's taking care of your nana in a nursing home. Mm-hmm. Realistically, is making below a living wage, therefore can't live from the work they're doing. The person who's teaching you in college, whether it's a lecturer who's actually correcting your exam papers, they can't live off the work they're doing. These people have level 10 degrees.
But again, just to give the teacher example, and it feeds into some of the news this week about the auto enrolment for pensions. Mm-hmm. One of the downsides, I suppose, of a more casual labour market is that even if it suits you in some way, given your profession,
you want
what you're doing, and you might want it in your lifestyle, that's all good for today. But what happens when I'm 10, 15,
Absolutely.
20 years older and the question of pensions comes up?
No, I think there's a responsibility for companies to get involved in the conversation around regulations. I think that's a core responsibility, and those who have strong employer brands are going to get into that conversation, are in that conversation. There's also a responsibility of individuals to look at pensions, and that's even for a full-time worker within a company. You know, so we do need to be looking at the future. But for me, I think for companies looking at trying to work in this new way of the future of work, we need to adapt. And that's the biggest thing. So we need to be adaptive towards what the needs are and desires are. And it is different. We do need to look at how we set up, how we onboard somebody, how we train them. They want training. So again, it's back to this thing. They want to be trained but on a job, not just because I'm casual, you know. So we need to look at training development, onboarding, performance reviews. They want to be part of the team. So they want to hear what the communication channels are,
etc. So if you're going to get the benefits of the so-called gig economy, you're going to have to make sure that you have the systems in place that it works for 100%. The employee or the worker.
Yeah. And there are benefits for business in it. Absolutely, okay. They are.
Well, we'll have to leave it there. Fionn Rogan and Gillian Horan of The Pudding, thank you very much for joining us on the programme.